Hello and welcome to Meditation for Women. I'm Katie Kermitzos. I'm the creator of the Women's Meditation Network and your guide here. I am so honored that you took the time to be here with me today. This episode is made possible thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. And after a message from them, we'll begin today's episode. If you'd like to listen ad-free, become a premium member by following the link in the show notes. Hey, Mama. As we spend some extra time celebrating you this month, I want to make sure that you know that we have an entire podcast on the Women's Meditation Network dedicated to you. It's called Meditation for Moms, and it's available on your favorite podcast player right now. We even have a special Mother's Day series with daily meditations specifically designed for you, for the mama during all of her mothering seasons, beginning on May 6th and ending with a very special Mother's Day meditation on May 12th. So follow Meditation for Moms now, everywhere you get your podcasts. Good morning, beautiful. This week's theme of what if stems from a game my husband and I sometimes play when we're walking together. We'll begin a sentence with what if and then complete it by stating something that we desire. Sometimes these statements are completed with big, seemingly impossible things like, what if we could all live in harmony with the planet? Sometimes these statements are just a verbalization of what we want now, like, what if I could finish my work easily and quickly every day? And sometimes these statements give us the opportunity to say some big things that we want. Like, what if we sponsored a big family reunion on a tropical island? The what if game is fun and always provides an opening to think about what could be, which immediately sparks a conversation between us and inevitably plants a seed of possibility in our life's garden. During today's meditation, we'll go deep with one of my favorite questions to ask. What if it were easy? I love asking this because we are so often programmed to believe that everything needs to be hard. That we can only get what we want if we're willing to suffer greatly for it. That parts of our lives, like relationships, parenting, or finances, automatically come with a script that is heavy and hard. But what if they were easy? Without minimizing the heaviness of our lived experiences, it does open up a space for us to see possible solutions that can invite in more ease. So let yourself breathe in deeply, filling up your entire body with fresh air. And then exhale, releasing it all the way to the very end. Breathe in deeply again, inviting your mind to follow the movement of your breath, feeling your whole body expand, and then breathe it out and release. And then settle into a soothing, calming pace of breathing. What if it were easy? What would your day look like? How would you feel? What would you do? How would things shift? What if it were easy? Namaste, beautiful. Thank you so much for spending a bit of your time here today. Blessings and namaste. When my friend Brandon's son was born, he created a podcast of 12-hour sound machines to help him sleep through the night. Today, the show has helped tens of millions of people with sounds like ocean waves, highway car rides, rainstorms, box fans, and the inside of an airplane cabin. Join the nearly 1.5 million people every week who use the sound machines to help them sleep, soothe their babies, manage their anxiety, and mask distracting noise around them. Find his show, 12-Hour Sound Machines, no loops or fades, wherever you get your podcasts.